This is Ethically Speaking.
When someone says ethics, the first impulse is to ask, who did what wrong? But philosophically speaking, the study of ethics was originally about how individuals could become the best that they could be.
More than 2,000 years ago, Aristotle wrote about what it meant for someone to have good character.
It wasn't enough for an action to be the right thing to do. It was also important that it was performed willingly and with the right motivation. People were supposed to work hard to figure out the best thing to do in all circumstances.
And maybe that's why Plato's and Aristotle's ethics were originally written by and for free men. They were the only ones who had time for that kind of deliberation.
I'm not denying that classical Greek ethics was sexist, racist, classist, and even ageist. Did you know that Aristotle said that no one under the age of 30 was even capable of understanding ethics? But those ideas have use in our world today. Take the idea of being conscious of how our actions impact others. I have a friend who always says please and thank you. That may not seem very important, but I've seen the effect that it has on clerks and waiters. These verbal cues say, I respect you, and I notice what you're doing for me.
Simply smiling, making eye contact, holding the door open for someone coming in behind you are gestures that have positive effects on others. And treating others with respect is a matter of ethics. Ethics is about the little ways we act every day, just as it is about how we handle the big problems.
How do you promote ethics in everyday life? Tell us, please, at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the University of South Florida and the University of Montana.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.